Blog Talk Radio.
My soul, you are the source that makes me whole. There is no place I'd rather be than home. Do you want to be home?
Yeah. How good he's been to me. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's no God like you, homie. Ha, ha, ha. Come on.
Bring him out.
fire. Bring it out. Bring the fire and make it out. Bring it out. Thank you, and bring you out. Just ask me. Hallelujah. I believe everybody else. You can tell me he'll bring you out. Hallelujah. We done been through some things, but God brought us out of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to just take this time now and thank you. Praise God, praise God. You on this center, God's favorite ministry coming to you on this Father's Day celebration weekend. Praise God, if God don't bring you up, no, nothing else can. Praise God, hallelujah. Satan can only bring you deeper, but God bring you higher. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Devil can't do nothing for you but keep you bound, but God can loose it. Hallelujah, praise God. I give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise tonight, for he's worthy. Yes, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, praise God. Father God, as we come before you, we're asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us, God, from the top of our head, God, to the sole of our feet, oh God. Lord, if there is anything, oh God, that shouldn't be, oh God, Lord God, just remove it, God, and make us, oh God, holy, acceptable before you, God, holy vessels. And Lord, Father God, if your people are going through something tonight, God, we are believing you, God, that you're going to step in, God. Lord, whatever it be, God, if nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. Maybe they may have lost a loved one, God. Oh, God, and Lord, oh, God, the tears are steady flowing, but I know you're going to wipe away every tear, God. Maybe I've lost a child, so, oh, God, prison walls are done on us, but God, you can heal them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Maybe some kind of a cancerous situation or some kind of sick heart disease, whatever it may be, God. God, we can trust you, Lord God, to heal and deliver and touch, God, in a mighty way and make so ever whole, God. Lord, thank you. Yes, we will come to thank you tonight, God. Yes, we want to thank you tonight, God. Oh, because you are awesome. Yes, you are. You are awesome in all of your ways, God. Bring salvation, oh God, into the hearts of, oh God, our loved ones and friends and associates, God. Help them to know you, Father God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Help them to call upon you, God. Oh, Father God, for help, for strength, for guidance, oh God, in any way, God. Oh, God, if they need you, because that's what you are here for us to call upon you. Said it, Lord. You said, call upon you, and you will answer us. You will show us great and mighty things, God. God, things that we know not of, God. And we thank you for that, Lord, that we can call upon you anytime, God. Yes, Lord, God. Touch your people, everyone that's coming on, everyone that have not come on. Lord, touch them tonight, God. Be here with them, to God. Walk with them, talk with them, oh God. Show them the way, God. Yes, Lord, that's what we want you to do, just to continue to show us the way, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we sing praises unto your name. We give glory unto your name, for you are worthy. Yes, you are. You're worthy to be free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's more than you can ever ask or explain. Praise God. And at this time, I'm going to ask if there are anyone that have a prayer request right now. Do press 1 on your phone. Praise God. Or that lovely phone that you have. Press 1 if you have a prayer request tonight. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for each one of you that's on. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, praise God. Hallelujah. Because we are here to pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see 2 hands up. Sister Sharon, go forth.
Good evening, everyone. God bless the congregation. I would like to put my auntie Yvonne on the altar. She has cancer, and she's going through chemo. That God will heal her body. And I would like to put my pastor, Pastor Kennedy Sutton, on the altar for strength. And I have a friend named Joyce. She's going through with her children. Thank you, everyone, for the prayer.
All right. And next we have Sister Bowman. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I'm just asking prayer for me and my family. And asking prayer for my classmate and her family, the Henry family. She lost her brother, and they buried him on yesterday. And praying for strength for Pastor Fisher that she continue to carry on and do what God wants her to do, step back out. She made 83, and we celebrated her 83 birthday yesterday. God was really in the building, and he really, you know, used us to just celebrate her. Just brought her great celebration home to him. So we just thank God for being in the building yesterday in Hammond at Golden Corral as we celebrated with her. So y'all keep praying her strength, 83, she, you know, and she's still going strong. So y'all just pray our strength that God will continue to keep us and bless us, and pray for my little grandson, Lamar Self, who was playing on the trampoline and bust his toe wide open. And y'all just pray for healing for Lamar Self. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, you know every prayer request that's going to be brought before you tonight, Lord. And Father God, we believe you, Father. We believe you, Father. God, we wouldn't even ask God if we didn't believe you, Father. Because we believe you can do anything but fail, God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, you know all things. Father, there is nothing you don't know. So, Lord, you told us how we can trust you, how we can believe on you, how we can stand upon your word. And tonight, God, yes, Lord God, you are awesome and you are mighty. Oh, Father God, oh, lift up, oh, God, just surround to you, Father God, and also her pastor, Pastor Kenneth G. Stratton, God, that you continue, oh, God, to mold and shape him. God, you got him here for a purpose and a reason. I pray you'll strengthen his eyes, oh, God, where he's blind, God. Father God, I know you can open blinded eyes, Father God, and lay him before you right now and everything else that he might be fighting with, God. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And, Father, I also lift up her sister Yvonne that's going through this chemo, as many are, Lord God. Father God, touch Yvonne as she goes through this chemo, God. Lord God, that you're going to bring her through this thing, and she's going to come out and not going to smell like smoke. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, Father, I pray for Joyce, oh, God, Father God, in the name and her children, Lord God, Father God, that her children will be obedient. Lord God, they'll learn how to serve you with their whole heart, mind, and so I apply the blood of Jesus over this family in the name of Jesus. I pray for Sister Bowman, and as they are going through, Lord, being without her husband in this Father's day, but I know you're strengthening her and her family, and also her classmates, oh God, oh Father God, strengthen them in the time of loss as well, Lord God. Pray for that grandson foot, Lord, that it continue to heal and heal mightily, oh, mighty, in mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for Mother Fisher, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, God, Lord God, for long life, God. Lord, you let her maid aim, God, and they celebrated her, God. Lord, thank you for continue doing your perfect work in this mighty woman, God, that you have chosen, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Father God, because we know that, God, you can do anything but fail. You are awesome and you are mighty in all of your ways in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, mighty, mighty, mighty one of Israel, we call upon you for every need, God, every prayer need, everyone that is spoken, everyone that is not spoken. We are believing you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, good evening again, and bless each one of you all that's on. Praise God. Hallelujah. So glad to see all the phone numbers coming up. Praise God. And God bless you all today. And if you have a husband, say happy Father's Day to him for me today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we are just so glad that we can serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. And adoration, super praise unto our God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, I want to give a little testimony. I was trying to decide whether I should wait or do it now. I think I will wait a little while. I have a special testimony I want to give you all tonight. Praise God. But the Lord is good. And we what we're going to do is just go right on into our lesson for tonight. And we want to talk about on this great and wonderful day, praise God, that the Lord has made. We want to talk about a portrait of fatherhood, five traits of a good fatherhood, five traits of a good fatherhood. You know, for men who have had good fathers, one of the greatest compliments they can receive is you are just like your father. And we hear that all the time. You are just like your father. Praise God. Fathers have great responsibilities. Praise God. The world we live in, and tomorrow will be that we teach our children, whatever we teach our children today, that's what will stay with them. It's what we teach them, and many, many of our children are not getting the teaching because we don't have fathers that know how to teach their children, praise God. But to be good father, we must first follow Heavenly Father and His Word. His Word must be prevalent in our fathers so that they can teach their children. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 7 through 12. And it reads as thus, we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, we are looking for fathers. Hallelujah. That wants to follow God's word and to obey God's word, which you all hold just a minute here. Looking for fathers, praise God. Who wants to obey God's word, that love God's word enough to walk according to God's word. Amen. We love you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you have become so dear to us. Praise God. As I said, I'm reading from 1 Thessalonians 2, 7 through 12. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. There's going to be some toil and hardships as parents. Praise God. Hallelujah. We work night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preach the gospel of God to you. You are witness, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. Praise God. You know that we dealt with each other, each of us, as a father deals with his own children. Praise God. Now, verse number 12, encouraging, comforting, and urging you in the life and lives worthy of God. And that's what our fathers should be doing, urging their children in the ways of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Encouraging and comforting and telling our boys what to look for ahead, praise God. Worthy of God who calls you into the kingdom and glory. We can see these five attributes of a good father that all fathers can emulate. The ability to express genuine love is number one. The ability to express themselves to their children. Praise God, a son. Verse 8, the Apostle Paul said, we love you so much in the original language. Those words express the intense love that gives over and over again. A father have to know how to love his son. Praise God. I love his children. Praise God. For fathers consistently expressing love and affection to their children is vital. This is a vital thing that is needed now. I was been listening to how they want to close the jail in West Ligo, the juvenile prison, because the children keep breaking out, and they are so terrible in there, they can't do anything with them, hardly. And I said, what is the answer? And they said, they got to close it. It's not sufficient enough to hold them because these boys keep breaking out. Praise God. But you got to realize these are children, praise God, that does not have that love, have not had that love portrayed to them. Praise God. These children have lived a life, praise God, that has been such a turmoil, up and down. You don't know what they come from, what went on in their lives, praise God. And we have so many of that sort, praise God. So, fathers consistently expressing love and affection to their children is very, very important, praise, in these times. Expressing love usually doesn't come naturally to men. A lot of men don't know how, and a lot of men fear. A lot of men just don't know how to express their love to their children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And for the care of their children, praise God. When the lost son returned home, the father didn't hold back expressing his love when the prodigal son was out there. He didn't hold back. He said, that's my son. And he wanted to kill the fat calf and welcome him home. Praise God. It is important for fathers to reassure his children that no matter how far they wander, he will always be there to open his arms and welcome them back, to care for them and to love them. You know, that's one I always remember when I was leaving home. I heard my dad say this. He said, your children can go off if you like, but remember, you all, he said, it's going to be rough out there, but remember, you'll always have a home to come to. He said, you'll always have a home to come to, and I remember that so vividly. And my daddy wasn't the best of father, but he didn't know how to show love, I would say, but he did show love. In a sense, he didn't really know how, but whenever he spoke, you know, Dad meant what he said. Paul went on to say, a transparent life. Fathers need to have a transparent life. We were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. And that's in verse 8. Paul shared the good news with the Thessalonians, but he also modeled it with his life. Praise God. Our life, our husband life, should be a great model to his home, his children, and abroad. Praise God. A godly father's life is his decision, and his values should demonstrate his children that he is a Christian. He should let children know that he is a Christian, and he would want them to live the Christian life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Fathers need to be transparent with their children. Praise God. A child should see their father as more than just an authority figure or a money person. And that's where a lot of our children have gotten to. They look at their father as somebody, Dad, give me some money. I need a new phone. I need these $300 pair of shoes. I need, you know, we didn't have that coming up. It'd be good if I got a pair of shoes from the Goodwill store. Praise God. To wear a $300 pair of shoes, I better get a pair of penny loafers and wore them, and sometimes they were too big. But praise God, that's the way we were trained to come up. Be thankful in whatever you have. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So more than a money person, when he is wrong, a good father has the courage to admit his mistakes and ask his children for forgiveness. All our fathers have old swings so far back. Praise God. They are not up to par right now. We must pray more for our fathers, for our dad. Not only will they see their dad as someone who is real, but they will develop the same forgiving attitude. Praise God. And instead of the father losing his position of authority, he will enhance it. They will look up to him the more and say, my daddy was a real man. My daddy stood for truth. once when my the example as a father sets from a weight, he handles stress and finances to the humor and joy he excludes will be initiated by his children. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to learn that as fathers, I know my children, they calls me Ma all the time. I said, why y'all call me Mom? Well, Mom, you is all we know. You're the only dad we ever knew. And they look at me as that strong person. They tell me, Mom, you're a strong woman. When children grow up with just one parent, that's who they look to. And they are looking for you to fulfill that purpose and plan that they are looking for in you. And if you fail them, I went to see my son this weekend. Oh, he hugged me and he hugged me. And then he texted me back when I got home. He said, Mom, you're so beautiful. I love you so much. And I enjoyed you so much. You know? So that's the way our children should be, you know? Praise God. Another target is unselfish diligence. It is the father's responsibility to teach his children a strong work ethic. Paul said, you remember, brothers, our toil and hardships. We work night and day in order not to be burdened anyone while we preach the gospel of God to you. Teach the children to work. I hate slow for children. My daddy taught me to work. I had to work in the fields. And when I left home, I still got a job and went to work. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we ought to teach our children to work and not let them just hang around and be slowful. Praise God. If fathers want their children to have a strong work ethic, they must first model a strong work ethic for themselves. Praise God. It's been said that kids who learn a good work ethic grows up to be healthier than less prepared counterparts. Praise God. Fathers can also teach children to a work strong ethic by giving them chores and responsibilities from an early age. And that's what I was saying my daddy did to me. At an early age, he taught me to work. Let them learn to by doing and give them the opportunity to make mistakes and learn for themselves. My dad let them find out how hardships were. He said, if you want to go out there and pick cotton over in that yard, that other man field over there, I'm not going to tell you to go over there, but you go over there and find out how hard it is. It was hard for me to get a 100-pound sack of cotton. But I did a little bit, and I come back home. Praise God. But also, the fourth one, spiritually genuine. The Thessalonians saw how Paul lived. Paul said, you are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believe. That was verse 10. The believers in Thessalonica saw that Paul's action lined up with his preaching. In other words, his faith was genuine. You have to have genuine faith, genuine teaching when it comes to children. You just can't have do it in these times because these children are too wise, praise God. It is absolutely essential for children to see that their father's faith is genuine, that his devotion to the Lord is true. Praise God. Kids are observant. Yes, they are. They are observing everything that you do and say. Praise God. They are observant. They'll notice if their dad carries a Bible to church on Saturdays, but never open it during the week. Oh, my God. Yes. Praise. A father worship and prayer life must be more than on Sundays. praise God, Sunday morning, or just lip service, praise God. They must be demonstrated daily in the home of the children to see, praise God. Our Father, whether they realize it or not, fathers are spiritual leaders of their families. It is their responsibility to lead their families closer to the Lord. Hallelujah. Fathers who fail to live a life of genuine faith, saying one thing and doing another, will lead their families away from God. So you see how families get led away? It's the leader. See, God put someone in the head of every household. Praise God. There's a head to every household. And if you don't have a father there, you got a mother there, then that mother, if she's not living according to what God said, is still leading the children astray. Our next one, number five, positive influence. Positive influence. Speaking as a spiritual father to the Thessalonians, Paul said, "For you know that we dealt with each other of you as father dealt with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and encouraging you to be a worthy of God." A good father encourages and comforts his children and urges them to live worthy lives for God. Teach our children to live a life worthy for God. Accept the Lord into your heart. Pray. He speaks to his children in a positive manner. A positive manner. Praise God. I was a good father. Understand that his words have great influence, and he uses them in a positive way to discipline, encourage, and inspire his children. Praise God. Being a good father is a great responsibility. Praise God. It is one of the most important and challenging things a man can do. If you're a father, practice these traits to the best of your ability and ask the Lord for his strength and wisdom to be a good father or a good mother in whatever position you have children. Try to be a great example in one way or the other. Our children need it. Our children, if fathers want their children to have a strong work ethic, they must first model strong work ethic. Praise God. That is being a good father. Praise God. When we look at God's word, praise God, hallelujah, we know that God made man first, and then he made woman. And he told them to multiply and how to teach their children and how to train their children. Abraham was a great example for us to go by. Abraham, praise God, hallelujah. So we see here of what's being a great father. Like we don't know, but God's word just continues to encourage us in the word of what we ought to be and how we ought to be. Praise God. If we haven't started, we can start now. We can always start over again. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want to say before I go into a song, who's going to give us a song tonight? Would you press one who wants to give us a song after I give this testimony? Praise God. Hallelujah. Yesterday, I had the opportunity of talking to a young man about 2 hours. I talked to him. He works at the prison, and he's also with the group trying to help young men get their lives turned around. And this young man talked to me so vividly yesterday, and I'm saying this because I want to thank all of the supporters of God's favorite ministry. No matter what you give, it doesn't matter. To let you know just how much your giving means to the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. I talked to this young man, and I told him, praise God, I told him that I have a mail out, that I have a ministry. And he told me, he said, you don't know how wonderful that is to have letters going into a person's hand. He said, you know, when they are in there and they, some of them have no one to reach out to, but when they hear that mail call and they name call, they jump. They rush in to see who is sending them a letter. And I want to read you a letter from one of the prisoners that I do write to me to be a God's favorite ministry. This is great. I hope this letter finds you and all of God's favorites in the best of health and free of COVID and its variant. Just a few lines to let you know that I received the thoughtful card and caring card you sent. Thank you for caring. I really mean it. It really means a lot. May God continue to bless you and those you hold dear, near your heart. I'm going to end this letter here. Have a good day. Thanks for everything. Sincerely, Gregory Brown. I read this letter to let you know that, you know, sometimes you want to give up and say, oh, it seems as though the mail stamps are getting higher, the P.O. box are getting higher. But you know, God has always made a way. God has always provided. There has never nothing God's favorites have ever wanted. And we don't have nothing really much of anything. But you that supports this program, this ministry, I want to thank you so much. Because as this young man talked to me yesterday and told me how much it is needed to for those letters to go in, and I'm saying this that anybody on here that have a loved one behind prison walls and you would like for me to send them a letter, please just send me their or call me and give me their information, and I'll be glad to write them. Praise God. As you see, the letter is addressed to God's favorites, not myself. Praise God. And that's this ministry, and I tell you all the time, this ministry is not about me. It's not about me. It's about us. God's favorites is about all of us. And you that support and all that you that can support, I appreciate what you do. And they do too. Praise God. So as I talked to this young man yesterday and we talked about things behind prison walls and I do reach out to every mother that needs a one-on-one here at my house to pray with, call me. In whatever capacity you may need me, just call. If you have someone, may not be your child, someone you know behind prison walls, and they need encouraging letter every month. I try to get a letter out every month to them and so that they can be encouraged, because some of them, you have to realize, have lost. Yeah, I do have. Some of the prisoners here have lost their mother. One in California, he lost his mother. One in Mississippi lost his mother. But some of them don't have parents. And some of them, their sisters and brothers have turned their back on them.
But we don't have to worry about that. We are in Christ. We are the one to reach out. When I was behind, when I was in prison, did you visit me? We can't go. But we can send a comforting word from the Word of God. We try to send a comforting word every month. And there is somebody out there that appreciates it. There is somebody out there. And when this young man just talked to me yesterday and told me all about prison walls and those that are there that never get a letter or never hear from someone, and when they do get one, they run when they hear their name called. They run in to grab that letter to see what it has to say. Put yourself in that position. Well, I know some people will say, well, they did the crime, they got to pay. We all have done the crime. But Jesus paid it all. And he didn't just die for you, but he died for all. Jesus wants us to love in spite of. But his love is sharing his word with those behind prison walls. Praise God. Minister Zadie, do you have a song that you would like to share with us? Praise God. Hallelujah. I just wanted to share that little bit with you all to let you know how my day went yesterday and what it is, how it is a blessing to sit down and talk with those that's out here trying to reach our young people on today and trying to help those that are still behind prison walls and trying to get lives turned around. It takes more than one. It takes more than one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Zadie. Praise God. Hallelujah. What about Minister Stubbs? Praise God. Hallelujah. I wanted Minister Felicia Keys to pray for our prisoners behind prison walls.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, this evening we come to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're coming, we're standing, we're praying for those that are behind the walls there, Lord, behind the prison walls. Father God, go in those walls, touch them, Lord. Save the unsaved ones, Lord. Lord, let them repent for their sins. Have mercy upon their souls, dear Lord. Lord, give them the strength to deal with whatever situations they must deal with, Father God. Father God, strengthen them, Father God. Help them to realize, Lord, that you are a forgiving God, Father God, that we're not judging, but we're praying for them, Lord. We're praying peace, Lord. We're praying deliverance, Lord. We're praying that their lives will be turned around. Lord, we're praying that they will find you, Jesus, that they will accept you, Lord, that they will open up their hearts to you, dear God. We're praying that when they are released, dear Lord, they will come out a different way, Lord, that they will mentor to the young and middle age in the streets, dear Lord, that they will help them turn around and not go down the path that they went to, Lord. Lord, let this be a learning experience for them, Lord, Father God. Father God, let them get in the Word. Let them hide it in their hearts, dear Lord. Father God, let them turn, Lord, to you for everything, for comfort, for a change, dear Lord. We're praying for their family members, for their parents, Lord, their siblings, Lord, that they will continue to stand with them, Father God. Stand by their side, Lord. Reach out and send help to them, Lord. Give them a word of encouragement, Lord. Let them understand, or let them say, it is okay. You made a mistake. Please learn from it, Lord. But whatever it is, Father God, you forgive us when we sin time and time again. Lord, have mercy upon them, dear God. Father God, just hold up those that are reaching out to them, Lord. Hold them up. Give them the strength to continue to reach out. Continue to write, Lord. Continue to call, Lord. Continue to do what is needed to help hold them up, Lord. Continue to give them a word of encouragement, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for equipping us to do and others to do what you have called us to do, dear Lord. Father God, help us give hope to someone. Help us show your love, Father God. Father God, just touch them to where they will want to make a change. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. Excuse me. We thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Minister Vivian, Pastor Vivian, and all that she brings, Lord, in reaching out to them, Father God. Help us, Lord, to be obedient to you, dear Lord. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for all you're doing. We thank you that they will be a turnaround in some of the prisoners' minds and life, Father God. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for you just saving souls, saving a loss. We thank you, Lord. Help them to reach one. Lord, to help them to turn around so that they won't go down this bad road, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God. Amen and amen. Excuse me, excuse me. Amen. We pray.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Keith. Praise God. And we also want
yes,
to keep,
amen.
Keep those in prayer in Bridge City as well. Pray. Would you pray for those right quick for me? That prison in Bridge
understand.
City.
Pray for those in Inward City.
Okay. We have juvenile prison in Bridge City.
Oh.
They are talking about closing because they can't control the children there.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we are praying also for the juvenile facility, Lord, that they're thinking about closing down. Lord, send help, Lord. Send trained people, Lord, to where they can talk to the prisoners so that the youth, so that they could talk to them, Lord, that they can help them not break out, Lord. That send trained ones that know how to guard or do whatever is necessary, not to harm the people, do whatever they need to do to control the situation. Father God, don't let them close this facility down. Father God, we need them there so that they can learn. Father, don't turn them back to the street, Father God, to where more dangerous things could happen. Father God, we ask that you send help, Lord. Send help, Lord. Send someone that could make a higher fence or do whatever they need to help keep them there so that they can learn, so that they can be released, a changed person, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just turn this around. Turn it around. Don't close. Don't allow it to close. Don't let them give up on the prison, Lord, on the juvenile detention center. Father God, you did not give up on us. Please don't let us give up on that facility, Lord. Help us, Lord, to send help their way. Send help, Lord, to do what it is to make better doors or whatever they have to do, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just continue to send help their way, Lord. Continue to send resources that may be needed to do what it is that will keep the prisoners there, dear Lord. Help us, Lord. Amen and amen.
May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. I thank each one of you all for being on tonight. God bless you. I love you. And please be back with us next Sunday night. Bye-bye.
Amen. Love you too.
Amen.
Good night.
Be blessed. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Mm-hmm.